This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I see him pacing in the other room, chatting it up with Mr. Jake. It's been a moment since we've seen him.
Born October 17th in New York City and raised on Long Island, he dropped out of college to pursue a career in comedy, eventually working with the likes of Paul Mooney and Jerry Seinfeld. You've seen him on Comedy Central's Live at Gotham. He's acted alongside Kevin Hart in the movie The Wedding Ringer, and has performed for military personnel through the Wounded Warrior Project, and tonight through Saturday night, you can see him live on stage at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Please welcome comedian and longtime friend of the show, Colin Kane.
Look at you!
I'm here.
I am here. When did you get in? Did you sleep at all?
I am a little tired, but I'm here.
Yes, sir.
I'm awake. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Better than I was a couple months ago, for sure.
I know. Did you get my text?
Yeah. I realized I didn't text like 170 people.
That's normal.
Back.
I don't take it personally.
Yeah. I was like,
you know what? I want to talk to you after the show about it.
Yeah, exactly. Why didn't you get into a long, extended conversation? You know what's happening? Yeah.
Totally normal.
Well, trust me. I'd have been like, blue, purple, vagina, God loves me. Bye-bye. I was on so much morphine and fentanyl. I couldn't answer anybody anyway.
You doing okay, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. You look good, man.
Thank you, man.
You look leaner. Did you lose a little weight?
Oh, sure.
You still got the muscle, though.
I apparently don't process fat anymore.
Really?
So it's kind of weird.
So no more big women.
Exactly right. Exactly. They slide right out of my hands.
All right. So just start off right.
Yeah, because now the enzyme, my gallbladder's gone. So
wow.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
What was my
pancreatitis, acute idiopathic pancreatitis.
What caused it?
They don't know.
Okay.
They don't know. They literally don't have no idea. I didn't have gallstones. I got sludgy is the best thing they can come up with. My bile duct got clogged.
Sludgy.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the, you said you don't process fat anymore.
Yeah.
That was the name of the woman, Sludgy.
Yes. That was,
That's a good stripper name. Please welcome Sludgy.
Sludgy McGee. Yeah.
Sludgy McGee.
She's a daytime stripper.
Speaking of strippers, how are you?
Oh, boy.
I'm great. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. I'm kidding. You look good.
You do, too.
Doing the makeup this early in the morning. You look good.
I do. I try to make sure I look like I should be out in public.
You're not a stripper.
No.
You're empowering.
No, I dance with clothes. I'm good.
Yeah, sometimes when girls...
It's best.
When women have dance parties sometimes?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Like, they're by themselves, and if they're unattractive, ghosts turn the music off. Still got it, Johnny.
Yeah.
Still got it, buddy.
I swear to God. Have you ever been to a strip club where they're like, money for the jukebox?
No.
And you're like, that should be the thing around here. They'd carry a bucket around, and like, it was extra money for the peelers. But I go, really? It looks like a DJ. A lot like a DJ up there spinning records. I'm like, I always urge a guy, I'm like, let's not give him money. Let's see if they have to do mime work upstairs. They're trapped in a box of your father's emotions.
I know. I haven't been a big strip club guy, though.
I used to be, and then there is a weird time you pass, and you go, I get erections on my own, and it's awkward getting worked up in front of people, and God forbid you go into the other room.
I say, if you talk to a couple, that just is a boner kill.
Well, there's a certain realization that every guy in the room is giving money until he can get off in his own britches, and you're like, I don't want to do that and walk around.
Yeah, I went to a famous one in Miami. I went to the back room with this woman. Just lap dances and stuff. I go back to the DJ booth because I'm friends with the guy that.
Right.
She comes back in. My ego thinks, you know, she wants to like hang out with me.
Sure.
And she's, no, you still owe me a little more. You pay. And the first time it's ever happened, my ego. True story.
You're like,
she's like, you gave me this and it was that. Yeah.
God.
Yeah, yeah. That was the first time.
That's the other thing. I just can't keep giving you 20s. It's not that I don't want you to have the 20s. I don't want to feel the truth, that which is I'm paying you to sit next to me and pretend you think I'm interesting. That's, I'd rather give you the money and then walk away and then come back to me and let's role play that you like me.
Yes.
Yeah.
We could do that. Yeah. They probably do Venmo and stuff. They probably do all the
best one I've ever seen. Yeah. True story. Yeah. Liverpool, England. We walk in and it's simply called a lap dance club. There's no stripper stage. There's no stripping. You walk in, you buy a drink. A girl walks up. She goes, hello, hello.
Hello.
On you for a little while. And then literally this, you just walk over and they just rub their butt on you. I was like, this is too much. It's way too real at that point. It's because there's no setup. There's no dancing. There's no first of three dances. Like she comes out and dances, then the top comes off and the bottoms come off, and then they
so it's just kind of dry humping with a drink.
That's all there is. It's literally, it's a lap dance club. You just walk in and the chick walks over to you and she takes you away to the chair and just grinds on your wiener. I'm like, that's just
right to the point.
There's no,
that's it.
It's awful. I will tell you, it literally takes any of the fun out of the whole thing. Like, I mean, you're just like, I'm a creep. And what's happening here is awful, and I have to leave now. I'm going to go masturbate and cry into my own hand and use that as lubrication.
Here's a 20. I can't.
So, men, we're creepy men, but I don't know what creepy things, how old are you? I forgot. I'm not trying
29.
To
be rude. 24, 40s.
You're in your 40s? Yeah. What, any creepy things that you think older women do? Because men, we do creepy stuff all the time, but I don't know.
I'm trying to think. You know what? The toy parties. Yeah. Can be weird.
I think they're super hot. As a guy, I think it's great. But if
sitting in one or two of them, it is not hot. It's unfortunate.
What do you mean?
It's like they never knew these items were ever out there. And
don't you think they're pretending so that they don't seem like giant, masturbatory like monsters?
It's like when you were taken to the store and you could ride the little machine out front, like back in the day, the little horsey ride. You didn't realize there was Disney World. Like, you just only knew that this small...
But do you believe them?
Yeah, there are a couple that are just sad, yeah.
Because to me, I'd be like, look, I get it. You don't want to walk in. She's like, give me one of the 220s and one den, one of the ones that plug in. Give me one of the rimmers.
Sure, there are those.
Throw one across the room. Yeah. Take this one. Yeah, yeah.
There are those. And then there are the girls that are like, oh, yeah, I do that. And I'm like, you haven't done anything. I mean, other than like a circle J for,
Yeah. Right. There's a weird psychology between, some women you wouldn't think like certain things and then do, because, you've been around so many types of different personalities.
Sure. No, yeah, it's hard to gauge. Really hard to gauge sometimes.
Once in a while, you're thrown off. You're like, wow, I had no idea.
Yeah. Think about the difference between a passion party. A girl sitting around, like as a guy, I'm like, I want to go to that party and listen to girls talk about masturbating and looking at dildos and what they would do. But then flip it around and go, would you like to go to a party where a bunch of guys are sitting around and they're like, got this sleeve right here. Yeah. I'll tell you, Jim, man, that one really got me through prison time.
So imagine your cousin Jan sends you an invitation to her passion party. It's a bunch of
first
dusty old ladies.
First or second
no,
cousin.
These are your older relatives.
Okay.
So you're talking 50s, 60s.
No.
Yeah, those are the passion parties that are happening.
I don't want a woman that's going to go to a passion party. I want a woman who just doesn't have enough money and she's just looking at the household stuff. She's had some box wine and put a condom on a surge protector. Put some chip clips on her nipples.
Get a chip.
You know what I mean?
You just gave seven women an idea, by the way.
Was that an electric toothbrush I saw?
Exactly.
Yes.
One of those Theraguns, like the muscle.
Yeah, totally. Listen, you can't pick one of those up and not do it.
Those things are strong.
I was at a store, of course, with my girlfriend, and I was like,
they're serious.
And she's like,
oh, I was like, they had a series. Hamako Schlumber had it with it was either that or Sharper Image, the Thumper.
It's all the same version. It is. That's just a speed bag.
Again, that's another situation where you can scuff your dance floor if you do it wrong.
Yeah. Nick walked in here one day and she had the sudden realization her Hitachi wand, she'd lost the connector.
Yeah.
And the wand, that's why they put a 6-inch cord on it, because then I got to connect an extension cord, and
you
I got
to connect
knots.
An orange one.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
I had to buy his girlfriend
like the orange ones.
No,
at Home Depot.
Nice colored one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and she'd come in and she realized that when they're new, they're how it is when it's a new material, it's got a lot of grip to it, and she scuffed the dance floor with it. She got a little strong.
I told Mike, because he was out of town for the day, I go, I just got this thing and I kind of wanted to try it once just to see what it was going to be like for when you get home.
Sure.
I'm like, look, I couldn't pee right for a day and a half because you had to pee at an angle to not, because it kind of just clipped you.
Like having brand new tennis shoes that squeak on the phone.
No, it's kind of like when you're at the airport and you walk on the, was it the walking treadmill?
Yeah.
And then
you step
that's off it.
It makes that brand new Converse on the gym floor.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Leaves no scuff marks on the gym floor, on the basketball court. Like,
look, I need to be honest with you. I wouldn't do anything stupid except this happened. He's like, you're an idiot.
I had one ex. I think she would, I had a Sonicare toothbrush, one of those expensive ones. I used to come home. I would take my non-electric one when I travel. I'd leave the other one at home, and I'd come home, and I think she would use it and not tell me. No, she would. It'd have like a 2-minute timer to tell you when to stop.
Sure.
But every like 15 seconds in, I'd just smell crab meat. You know? I get a bucket of dead guppies. I'm at
Bleh.
Would you call it sludgy?
Sludgy.
Johnny,
you're smelling sludgy.
I like that term, sludgy.
Sludgy.
Oh, man. You look good, though.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I feel okay. I've been able to eat everything. Here's the weird thing. And you don't drink, though, do you?
I don't.
Yeah, see,
the last time I did, I put my, I don't know what I could say.
Your penis?
Inside a birdhouse. I just blacked out and I banged birdhouses. That's the only weird thing I can think of right now, Johnny. Johnny's trying to dissect it. Like, what are you?
I swear to God.
I actually thought of you putting it in.
I thought he was really telling me the truth.
I did too.
I was like, but so I'm on the wagon now until late October, early November. He was like, you need to take 4 or 5 months off. And I go, okay, no problem. I will.
Yeah.
But I've truly realized, people are boring in a lot of ways. I understand that you. And doing stand up and being in a room full of hammered folks.
Mm-hmm.
Now I truly understand some of the because you border with your show, like you're telling truth, but then it'll lash out a little bit. And I'm like, oh, there it is. It's because you're sober and because you're like, I'm so tired of watching this stupid bitch fall out of her seat.
How long has it been? It's been a couple of months.
Wow. Yeah.
Is this the longest run you've done in a while?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any positives besides the boring?
Sure. Waking up without a headache is fine. And it's nice. But, what's the old joke? That's the best you're going to feel all day. You're like, But it is actually kind of nice, to be honest with you. It really is nice. It's fun to complain about it.
You save money.
But not like crazy. First time I got a dinner bill back and it didn't look I was like, that's
is
all
this
it,
right?
That's all it costs to eat?
Yeah. How about is your lady a big drinker?
No.
So it doesn't.
No. So it's not, she's a wine drinker. Like, that's all there is, really, for the most part.
Yeah. Well, good, man.
Yeah. So it's nice.
It's a nice little break.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, COVID, I couldn't do comedy.
Yeah. That's, you know what I mean? Terrible, man. Yeah. It's finally, it gets to a place, I'm sure, with you where it's okay. But the first part, you're like, what do I do with myself?
Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah. I didn't know. It got dark for a little while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now I'm just taking it out on women. In a loving way. No, I'm not. That sounded scary, but no.
You,
I'm single right now, so it's nice.
What?
What?
Yeah, I'm single.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
What do I tell you right now?
What do you tell me?
Sorry?
No, you tell me hire a lawyer.
No.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. No, no.
You weren't married. Were you married?
No.
But I'll tell you the advice my friend gave me. He goes, I know you're heartbroken right now, but the first time you slide it into the new piece of it, he goes, you're going to be like, what was I doing with that?
I know. Yeah, you seem quicker than normal.
Do I?
Your mind,
Well, because I'm not.
Here's another pro. You're much. You've always been quick, but I can tell.
See, don't make me love you. Are you looking for another relationship? No, I'll get in one with you.
I'm not Gabe. The closest I've ever come.
If I was gonna be, I would be with you.
Yeah, and if I was, into you,
he's good looking. Mm-hmm. He's a nice looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a nice guy.
Not
like
this.
Mm-hmm. No, he's
heart of gold.
You look good too, man. You get a haircut. You growing your hair out. You look different.
No, I mean,
he went on a Jello diet.
Wow. So just, is that for old people at hospitals? What's the Jello diet?
I just ate Jello. That was it.
Is it a diet or are you just, Johnny?
It's just lose weight.
Oh.
It's just lose weight. And I dropped weight pretty quick, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I'd, like 3 days in a row, I'd eat nothing but Jello. Then I might have some a thing of like deli meat in there, too. The fourth day, I'd eat some regular food, but not a lot.
Would you?
And it was one of those I'd keep on that my pace there, and then I'd cut down to 2 days of Jell-O.
All right.
And I got cut down to 1 day of Jell-O, and then I just don't eat as much. It's like shrunk the.
Good for you, man. Down. And do you mix your lithium in the Jell-O, or you take that separately?
I don't need the lithium.
I know you don't, buddy.
Oh my!
No.
I tell him the drug joke. Prozac. What else?
Oh, there's that Adderall.
Good.
Wellbutrin.
Yep.
And. This other one that I can't remember the name for.
For memory.
He takes quite a few pills.
You know, bud, it's but you look better.
Yeah,
everyone's healthy. This is the healthiest the show's looking. Yeah, I like
it. Yeah, I know.
You look great too.
Thank you. You're looking at Jake.
Jake?
It's like you're looking over my head.
No. Looking at you. Your skin looks good. It's youthful. I don't know what you're doing differently.
I saw the sun this summer. That's about it. Otherwise, I'm drinking for the group.
And yeah, she is. She's our vodka girl.
I'm your lead.
Yeah. No, everyone looks good, man. The room looks really good.
So I want to go back to this. So
sure, buddy.
Are you out in the world again? And by the way, I'm sorry, because I know you dug that girl. So I don't want to. That's not funny to talk about. But
I did dig her and I covered her up. I put the dirt
good
over.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Did you cut it?
I did cut it.
All right. That's the easiest.
Yeah.
Like as long as you're the one doing the, hey, you got to go.
Yeah.
Like it's half the time of getting over it than getting the you got to go speech.
We learned a lot, you know.
COVID.
COVID helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of
people
up.
Got closer or the opposite, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've talked about people like losing friends or like shedding friends.
Yeah.
Like,
did she poop in the before? Did she poop in the door open? What happened?
No, she doesn't poop at all in the house.
Fantastic.
That's why hotel lobbies have bathrooms. That's where you go if we take you on vacation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just keep the dream alive. You want me to put my face in there?
You do not. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I don't mind a little hair down there if you don't mind cleaning puke out of it. Gotcha, Johnny.
No, some coffee came out.
Yeah, right.
A rag. Give me that.
Under rag.
Yeah. What about the dating online? You doing this?
I am. I like. It's nice to connect with people because you normally can never meet people you normally would.
Yeah, of course. I don't think I could do it.
You can. Oh. You can. Just like you didn't think you could stop drinking for.
Yeah, right.
And here you are now.
Yeah. They went to it, forced into it, right?
Yep. Here you are now going to bed at a decent hour.
Truth.
How the workout's going? You feeling
good?
Stronger?
Everything's. Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. No. You actually do them. You're not just trying not to throw up halfway through. Yeah.
Exactly. But I like the internet online dating because you can search how far, radius.
Yeah.
So I search under 1 mile, like who's going to, you know, who am I going to bang in my building?
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not going, where do you want to meet? How about 4G? Doors open, you know? Bring some baby wipes and a red Gatorade. You know?
That's real.
4G.
That's
7A,
real.
You know?
Because I bet it works for you, too.
You know, I've...
I mean, you're in L.A. You're good looking. You're young. I mean, you're funny. I mean...
I'm getting old. I notice I'm getting old now.
Yeah, you're not getting old. Get shut up.
I mean, I go to the bathroom every CVS, you name it. Everywhere. That's a sign. I went to the bathroom. I don't know what I can say. I'm so slow right now. Yeah.
You can say poop and pee. I mean,
yeah, I pooped at a nursing home. No relative there.
Stop.
Just went down there and just... That's when you know you're getting older.
Dude, we had a discussion the other day between five guys. We're out of the lane and realized none of us can go to Home Depot without having to poop. Have no idea what the phenomenon is. Home Depot and pooping. It's like...
It's like a safe place.
Take Mike to a Home Depot and see what happens. I'm telling you.
He goes on his own.
You go with him and then see if he doesn't go, I have to go to the bathroom.
I feel I'm just going to pull a chair up next to the bathroom and go, mm-hmm.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what the phenomenon is.
Are you peeing a lot or no?
No. I don't know if I'm doing it more. I think maybe I was drinking before and I don't know how many times I peed.
Have you thought about when you're going to drink in October, what you're going to have?
I guess I have.
They say you don't have a problem. Not that I'm saying you do.
I guess I have winer, but I thought when I go back to having cocktails, I can't jump back into whiskey.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's punching your pancreas right in the eye and going, you can take it, right?
Yeah.
So I think you have a couple of wines and to see if it doesn't hurt, then you can continue on.
They say you have a problem if you have a hard time stopping.
It definitely changes your social.
Oh yeah.
You know, the way you do stuff. I wouldn't say it was a hard time stopping because it hurt so bad. Like that was an easy decision. What sucks?
Yeah.
Ordering an NA beer in a store or a bar. They look at you. Oh, third DUI, beat your wife, hit to rock bottom.
I didn't think about that.
You're like to the point where getting iced tea at a bar is even worse.
Yeah.
So, and I don't drink soda. So I'm like, give me one of those non-alcoholic beers. And they're like, oh, and they're just pushing at you. Worst thing they could do, go. It's free. I'm like,
But you've had some whiskey stories. You've had some good whiskey stories.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
There's a lot that you probably haven't shared. There's some great ones. I know there is.
Oh, my God.
Just because the friends you have and everything you've done.
Monsters, all of them, all those bastards.
But you've always done things you wanted to do.
Oh, of course.
I mean, I can say that myself, similarly.
Yeah.
I've always kind of done what I want to do.
I want to know what you're finding out there in the world again. Are you going, is it great?
With the women?
Yeah.
It is. I realize that older women, I mean, all you single ladies or single moms, Not interested. No, no, I am.
Come on.
No, no, I do. Johnny's like,
because to me, you can go, if I can get a 7 or an 8, if yeah. you got a kid, now I'm getting a 9.
Because you...
Because they got a kid. Like, a 9 has to accept me.
That's true.
Before, they didn't have to accept me at all. Now they're looking for a 9.
I
now,
like that.
Well, I come in at 6 or 7, but I'm like, I'm you know, I have a job.
I know, I was about to make a joke about it, but no. Kids, I mean, it depends. The way I look at it, if you have a child, you're not going to want to, you know... Your kid's going to come first and not giving me one of those. What are they called?
Mouth hug?
Yeah, you can't give me mouth hugs. So, I mean, in my life, I want a woman who comes mouth hug, family God.
You know what? I have no problem with that, just with that placement.
Have you ever seen women, they have a picture online, Johnny, and they'll scribble out the picture of their kid in the photo.
Oh, no. No.
And that's the photo they'll use on the ad, but they'll scribble out.
Ugh.
Yeah, and it's like
that's terrible.
It's funny because I feel like they have the kid like scribble.
Here, do
like
this.
Come here, Johnny. Like mommy wants to
color
get some,
yourself.
Yeah, and it's so it's so out of the lines. Like I'll have to show. I'll text you some of them.
It's kind of like the selfie in the bathroom where you see the dildo on the counter or,
yeah,
or the kid
that
like,
or
on
yeah
the toilet.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I can't do it. I don't want to go back out there, man. But I mean,
oh,
I would. Obviously, you would. You say to yourself, "I don't want to," but I feel like now you're kind of enjoying it.
You know, but there's so many different types of relationship, really what you want to do.
Right.
I've dated so many different types of women, all different types.
Yeah.
No punchline.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean,
Johnny and I are having a little therapy right now. But yeah,
but it's true. Some are happy and healthy. Some are super dirty. Like, you do learn at a certain age, the ones that bring it, like, you didn't see the super dirty sex coming. Like, the filthy over the top, like, I feel like unclean in the morning type ones where you're kind of in the shower going, what happened last night? Like,
yeah.
We did it all the first time.
Did I break this?
She said, finger me, daddy.
Weird.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
And then you, but you never saw it come. But then you have to also tell yourself on the way to work that day, you know, this is too crazy. She's going to stab you.
Yes.
She's right now, she's going through your things at your house because you stupidly left her there when you went to work.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know what I want in my life right now. It's one of those things.
Yeah. Crazy for a minute, but close your Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, close your Facebook. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, close your Facebook.
Have you met your equal in somebody that you're
first
like?
First of all, let me correct you. There's no one equal to me. I think I've been doing the show for years, and the fact that you said that to me, Johnny.
Done,
Johnny. Don't you realize that Johnny and I are unique, and we have our own. Don't ever say that to someone. Like,
oh, something.
That's a terrible thing.
That you've gone on a date and gone.
Go
okay,
on a date, yeah.
And go, okay, this isn't going to happen, but you're hilarious. Good for you.
There's so many beautiful women out there.
Yeah.
And it's just, they say the same thing. I want spontaneity. It's like, all right, why don't you give me a mouth hug out of nowhere? You know?
I like to hike.
I like to hike. Yeah, you can, you know, rappel down my fire escape at 3 a.m.
Let's visit. I'll meet your parents, sure, but go ahead and let's do this in the bathroom. That's spontaneity. That's danger.
But there's, you know, there's love and lust. It depends what you want. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Johnny, I mean, you've had your fair share of experiences.
Sure.
But this woman you're with now, she's probably got best of both worlds.
Yeah. So far, it's been you know, the best relationship ever. So far.
And now that you're sober,
but
it's going to be the worst.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you start looking at it, you're like, now how did I miss this problem?
Yeah, wait. No.
No, it's. I think, I don't know if people are meant to be together forever. I really don't. I is it good?
Yeah.
Yes. Do I 100% believe in it? No, because I just think that things get too weird too fast. Nikki is probably the only girl I've ever met that I've watched from a different point of view that is actually genuinely, like, her and her husband are as locked gets. Mm. I mean, and that's not even a joke. She would stab a mother effer for him.
Yeah, we also butt heads the same, too.
No, you talk wicked smack, but it's always funny smack. Like, it's never, like, you never do the stuff I've heard other broads do. Like, we'll go down to the sales pit downstairs, and those girls down there are like, oh, my God, I hate my husband so much. If he would just die, you're just like, Jesus Christ, man.
You know you can leave, right?
I mean, hateful, hateful stuff. I know you must have heard this from girls that were cheating on their husbands with you.
Mm.
They look up at you and they're like, you look a bastard. I mean, you know what?
He doesn't pay any attention to me.
Yeah, it's not a pig.
You know, it's like Yeah, I'm with you on being with the one person forever. I'm with you.
I mean, I don't know.
What else is going to make us feel that good? I mean, when you meet a new woman and it's
right.
I mean, there's nothing that's better feeling than that.
Yeah.
That's legal,
right?
Think about it.
That's true.
I mean,
because eventually, yeah, they stop looking at you like that.
They do. Maybe, yeah. Maybe you know, maybe along part of me, I just live that part with women, and that's it. That's bliss. I mean, that's hedonistic.
Yeah, that you're taking all the good parts, and like you know what you are. You're one of those bandwagon people like me. People are like, you just the Super Bowl. When the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl, then you were interested. I go, yeah. Mm. I don't want to sit through the crap years. I don't want to beg for the mouth hug. I don't want to teach you how to do this. I don't want to take you to. I just want the sex part. I feel the same way about steaks. I feel the same about everything. I don't want to build the boat. I want to ride in the boat. I don't want to learn how to fly a plane. I want you to take me somewhere in the airplane.
Yeah.
I don't care about how you got to the Super Bowl. I just want to watch the game and win.
And then once in a while, there's one that, wow, there's more to her than that.
Right.
And then you realize that's the second beautiful thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly
that's what you're experiencing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've had that with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you don't want to admit it, but you don't want to be with him anymore. You can be honest. This is a safe space.
You're all
good. I tell you, I'm one and done.
How many kids?
None.
All right. That's why.
That's
though.
Why she's
happy.
Well, when we first got together, he's like, if you want to, you got to tell me now because we've got 16 years difference. I'm like,
16 years?
Yeah.
You're older?
He is. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be here alone with this kid when you're at the bar, so I think we're good.
16's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So where is he now?
16 years younger than you, he'd be like,
stay in school. You're almost done.
16 years is, but you know what? He must love you so much.
He's very patient.
He does. Do you know who her daughter-in-law is? He was married once before, and he has a beautiful daughter. She is married to Dan of Dan and Shay.
Do I know Dan and Shay?
Huge Grammy Award-winning country music duo. Terrible music, but nice people.
Country pop.
Whatever. Yeah. It's. Okay. But I mean, just sold out Madison Square Garden two shows in a day.
Wow.
Like, it's absurdly large.
I'm trying to sell out the Comedy Club of Kansas City.
By the way, there are
tickets, and I'm here all weekend. But
Comedy
yeah.
Club of Kansas City is happening, by the way.
Sure 103rd
is. And State Line, that's where Colin Kane's going to be. Get those tickets because he's playing tonight, tomorrow night, and then he's doing two shows tomorrow night, two shows Saturday.
Yep. One tonight, two Friday, two Saturday.
It's a great show.
And now that Johnny's sober, mm-hmm. you still won't come. You're like me, though. You're like me. Were you get invited to so many things, and you're like, you know what? If I ever come, I'll just show up.
You know what? It's not even like that. I get the best of you. I get to see your comedy from 2 feet away. Yeah. You and I in like this. Like to me, it is fun. I'm always glad I go to comedy shows.
Yeah.
But I'm so spoiled, and that's really the truth, man. I can text you. I can do it. But I mean, that really is the joy. We talk about going to see bands in giant venues.
But you've
now.
Done it for so many years. You've done it.
I'm spoiled. That's the problem. Like, bands will come in here and do a song for the three of us in here. It's being broadcast, but I've seen it from
intimate.
That perspective. Yes. Yeah.
But you've been talking to people and you see so much, man. So I get it.
No. Oh, this is like, he like double, triple reversed me mm-hmm. on this. Do you feel this?
Yeah.
I did?
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
What's double tripled?
Because you just did. Oh, don't even pretend. Are twirl. We in a relationship?
You're twirling. You're
no,
twirling.
Not at all.
He was like, listen,
I was actually, you know what it is?
He made
I,
me feel
you know
a little guilty. And then he was like, no, it's okay because you've done this much. And he gave me a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm back and forth. Now I'll buy 10 tickets and sit in one seat because I love you so much.
And just throw stuff at me.
Money.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was quick.
Listen, the shows are incredible. And that's a fact. They're not for everybody. This is a first date. You talk about going back out of the dating world. If you've broken up with somebody during COVID, if you've gone to that place where you're like, I need to know who these people are early instead of later, you take them to the Colin Kane show. You park the broad next to you. If she laughs, she's damaged, but she's peace for you.
Do you consider yourself damaged?
Oh, God, yeah. I've said you have to be a certain amount of broken to work in this room.
Mm.
Colin?
Mm.
It took her 3 weeks to explain us to her when she was five. Her cousin finger blasted her.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's how I was.
Not,
I was like, okay.
Not because it was a relationship, because, you know, her cousin was older.
Yeah.
A female.
16 years older.
Yeah.
No. I'm fine.
So she's delightfully one of us, like damaged in the best possible way.
We all got dents in our cans, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I got it.
You
make peace with it, you move on.
You do.
That's it.
Are you back into porn now?
You know, I go through bouts where I look at it, don't look at it, you know?
Yeah, me too.
I should get like a password protector and give you the code. It's the only time I could like log on is you give me the password.
I'll be like, look, dude, I don't think that was the time for you.
Yeah, you call me right before I want to do it and just talk to me. Just FaceTime me. Like this.
Hey, hey, sure, bro?
What are you thinking? Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
What are you doing?
Although, on the other hand, I have a friend who gave me the best advice. And this is advice for being single again.
Yeah.
He goes, listen, you get that girl back to your house after the bar, walk in the bathroom and rub one out. He goes, how you feel the second you finish, when you walk back out, he goes, 9 times out of 10, you're like, you need to get an Uber home.
Yeah, but if I rub one out in the bathroom, I got to go get tested or something. I feel like rubbing one out in the bathroom is probably just worse than sticking in.
No, not the Comedy Store bathroom. Oh. Your own bathroom. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the bathroom, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to create paper towels or something that's made for cleaning up men.
Oh.
Because I use all different types of stuff.
Sure.
Some people use a shirt, maybe one of your gowns or nightgowns. I'd use your hairpiece, but
hairpiece.
I'm kidding with you.
Some girls weave.
Yeah. No, yeah. But it's like I use. I was lazy. There was Starbucks napkins on my counter. They're like, you know, the tan biodegradable.
Course. Yeah, no, that's yeah, rough.
Yeah, I just closed my pee hole for a year.
Saying,
you know what I mean,
like
Johnny?
It would stick to it.
It's like a paper mache swan on my helmet. You know what I mean? It's so
yeah,
like,
sure. Yeah.
It reminds you of something like Home Depot. You can just spackle the wall or something.
That's paper mache, man. Came up twice. That's come up
it
twice
really
today.
Has.
It has?
Yeah, paper mache has come up twice.
What was
today?
The first time? Not like mine, buddy.
No, it was not for arts
we
and crafts.
Discussing the first paper mache?
Paste with it becoming biscuits and gravy.
My father makes
you
make
working on any home projects? You're always doing something?
Oh, it's terrible right now. I'm paying somebody because my whole house has to be redone. My siding is bad. The paint is bad. My deck went bad.
Let me. All that matters is it going to be ready for Halloween?
Well, that's such a sad thing. So my buddies that I do the big Halloween with, they're just back to work.
Okay.
Just now.
And so
I can't do it. Right. I can't, they even offered. And I go, no, man. I go, you guys are just now hitting.
So you're not doing anything?
Probably. I'm probably going to go to Vegas or going to go to New Orleans.
All right.
For the first time. But I love Halloween. I didn't get to do it last year. And it felt like I was really abusing a friendship if I asked him to do it this year, to come over and put together the show. Because it's 3 weeks of a few guys 8 hours a day, putting that in the yard. It's an absurd amount of work.
Yeah, but a lot of kids, people look forward to it.
You know what? They'll get
over it. I'm guilt tripping.
I know, man. You're so good at this.
Get used to disappointment, kids.
I couldn't have Halloween because I'm going to the Colin Kane show that night.
No, I think, it's just you're tested. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should tell everybody you did do it. You and I will, I don't drink.
That's right.
I will drink. You and I will get some paintball guns. We'll freeze the paintballs so they don't explode on contact.
Yes.
And we'll just spray people in your driveway.
I have some mushrooms.
Okay.
Why wouldn't we do that?
Are you microdosing?
No, but because that's my problem. I want to microdose because I know that's like the therapeutic thing, but I don't have that chip. I'm like, I'm a little high. I want to be a lot high right now. Grunk. And then all of a sudden, I'm wandering around my neighborhood naked with a bear head on and riding my bicycle.
And then all of a sudden, But anything to, people are doing all sorts of stuff.
All my friends microdose. All of them do. I don't smoke much. It doesn't agree with me. That's the weirdest thing. But I can't go through Colorado without buying weed because I need the experience. I'm like,
I live in
a time when I'm walking to a store. I'm like, give me some weed. It pisses me off when they call it flower. I'm like, stop being cute. Give me the weed. And they're like, well, do you want this? Just kush, just magical. Just give me weed. I want a half ounce of weed. I want to pay $75 for it. I want to walk into the parking lot, hold it up to anybody with a camera, and think, I'm getting away with this. Get on my motorcycle and leave.
It used to be banned and people were in trouble, and now it's an essential business in California.
It's amazing to me.
I know.
We live in fantastic times. I'm buying legal drugs.
Yeah, it's one of the things you got to just get. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Do you smoke?
Not that much. Once in a while.
It just doesn't work for me. I wish it did.
Yeah, I think it's more just depends what it is, though. I mean, some of the strands are a little, they'll knock you out.
Oh, I have a friend who just ate too much. This is the crazy. So I don't want to give his name because he has people here still, but it's my friend, I'll say Lee. Somebody had given him this paste for chemo, like it was weed paste.
Yeah.
And so he's not a drug guy. He's a super fit guy, like super fit, like bicyclist. 80 miles at a time type guy.
But it's paste.
And so he gets this paste, and he decides he wants to get high one day. He's all by himself, takes it, doesn't understand how much to take or not to take, gets so incredibly high, it gets him higher and higher and higher. Yeah. So he decides, I'm going to die. He forgets what he took. Now he doesn't know what he took. He's laying on the floor, and he had just lost a friend like a month before, and he was like, oh, I don't want to die. And he said, I remember laying on the floor saying, I don't want to die in my mind. And then I was saying it out loud. Then I called my girlfriend screaming, I don't want to die. Called 911, ran out of his house, and apparently went through his own neighborhood. His girlfriend comes over. The paramedics show up. They're looking for him in the house. She's looking for him in the house. She walks back out, and the neighbor goes, don't worry, he's coming around again.
He's coming around again.
In his own neighborhood.
He's doing 6 minutes.
I don't want to die. Oh. I want to live. Yeah. I don't want to die.
Yeah.
To go to the hospital, and they're like, you're not gonna die. And then I go, so what'd you do? He goes, well, they were gonna keep me, so I said take me home right away, and just left with her, just left the ER and just went home. And he's a legitimate, normal, genuinely part of society guy, yeah, who in no way does hard drugs or even street drugs.
The pace stuff, you don't know that. I mean, you don't know.
I've never even heard of it
me
before.
Neither.
And he goes, Johnny goes, he's telling me the story, and I'm crying. My face is red because it's a much longer version when he tells it. Just the staging he went through of just being so high on edibles.
Too much.
Oh my God. But him walking, he lives in a really nice neighborhood.
Do you like edibles at all?
No, they don't. It's just, I think I might be a little allergic.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't feel good. Like, everybody else gets super cool.
Yeah.
I just get all kinds of, like, Goonie and the Wompers, and I'm like, it's like, womp, 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 womp. And I'm just, like, fighting through it, trying to figure it out. And it's not fun for me.
Yeah.
Mushrooms all day long. Like, it's one of my go-tos. Like, I'll go to Amsterdam, eat a bag of truffles, and wander about the city for 2 days.
I got to do that with you.
Oh, it's the most fun ever.
You're always posting a picture of some city.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. Come with me anytime. Like, it is a never-ending funny moment for me in those things, man. Like, crying, laughing, funny moments.
It's the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
When you laugh like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I laughed like that watching a cripple guy fall down once in Amsterdam, and that's sad because I was having two situations. They have these giant public urinals.
Yeah.
And it was snowing outside. It's my buddy China Joe and my buddy Pyro, who happened to be in town with, of all things, Nelly, and he had to cross customs, so they were going through his Pyro stuff. He goes, I'm here too. I'm like, get out of here. Now it's on. Takes us to the smart shop. We get all this, and he goes, you need to take three times what they tell you to take. I go, oh, okay, let's do that. So we do. We're walking around, and it's these beautiful snowy canals with swans going by.
It sounds beautiful. And, I'm not even high, and it sounds beautiful.
And the red lights and the naked ladies are in the glass, and the red lights reflecting off the water and the swans, and then they've got those bridges that go over in cobblestone, and these urinals, and a guy's got those, he's got like hand crutches, like he's walking up
to it, and he goes to take
a leak, and he starts to pee, and you can see him wobble, and I'm almost to the urinal, and I'm like, oh, and he just does it, and he goes ass over, like straight in. And part of me's like, don't laugh at a crippled guy. And the other part of me's going, ha!
Oh, hell.
Like, I'm doubled over laughing at the man. But there's another part of me going, why are you such a dick? Don't laugh at the crippled guy. He's crippled.
Catch him.
And I'm like, like this. It's so terrible, man.
That's horrible.
I gotta
go. It was horrible. Like, it was genuinely horrible.
I gotta go. I gotta go to that store that you went to and get that stuff. I do.
I tell you, they're smart stores.
Smart, that's what they're called, smart stores?
Yeah, they call them smart stores, and they call them philosopher stones.
Oh.
And they're legal, and they sell them, and they literally have like FDA packaging and different strengths, and they'll tell you what their effects are. And it's one of the coolest things you'll ever see. Like, you're like, it's psychedelics, literal drugs, intended to be drugs, and it's real psilocybin, not some manufactured business. And they're like, this is beginners, this is like, you've done this a lot type stuff. Pyro walks right and grabs the highest dose, and he grabs 9 of them for 3 of us.
Jesus.
Oh, I misspelled my own name. You ever go to one of those bars, you write your name on a dollar bill and you tack it? I sent a picture to my girlfriend, and it was missing an N in Johnny.
grief.
Can't tie his shoes for like a year after.
Super fun.
No lasting effects, though.
I don't know. It's hard to say. It's hard to say, Colin.
You know, anything, as you get older, it's good to experience things like that. You know?
But absolutely.
I'm sure if you and I took some, we were sitting by a fire, we wouldn't end up by the fire. We'd be, you know, doing something wild.
Oh, it'd end up ridiculous. We'd end up, like, some kind of a fire dance would happen. We would have to build something out of the fire.
Yeah.
Everything seems like a grand idea.
But as you get older, you realize sometimes you just got to let loose.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely, man. I think that's where you're at in your life now. You know, comedy is great. It's back. You're doing shows.
It is.
You know, the Comedy Club of KC is where you're at tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. And if you haven't seen Colin Kane, you haven't seen a genuinely original brand of comedy like this. Like, there's nobody out doing what you do.
I appreciate that. Thank
you. This is the relationship. This is the truth of being a man in a single world, of the difference between men and women, about what we want, what we say, what we think, what we really believe, what you really believe, the games that both people play. That's that's to me what makes you so brilliant as a comedian. Everybody has to live with it.
Yeah.
Every girl wants a boyfriend, every boyfriend wants a girlfriend. Every, you know, whoever you are, you want a significant other and you want to get laid. And you're doing this weird psychological dance, and there's a lot of funny in that.
There is, and I've made a career out of it, I guess. Yeah. In a way.
I mean, that's obviously the tip of the iceberg, but to me, that's what drew me into the whole Colin Kane comedy world. Like, thank you. It's genuinely funny, man.
Thank you, bud. It's always good to see you and laugh out loud.
Yeah. Can you stay for a minute? Can you hang?
I'm hanging, bud.
What do we got, Jake? Where are we at, Jake? What happened with where are we at with Bill Curtis? All right, let me take a quick break. So you remember this from Anchorman? This guy's voice.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme.
You remember that, the beginning of Anchorman. Yep. That's a real news guy. He's actually from Kansas City.
He's a news guy.
1966 Topeka.
It's in this part of the city right now, 17th and Webster.
Wow. Yeah. Is he still alive?
At least one house was demolished there. Now all we can do,
what a voice.
The best service we can perform now.
He hosts.
At a little after 11 p.m., a single car sits in a lover's lane.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. On the outskirts of Vallejo, California.
Hit pause.
Inside are 17-year-old David Faraday and 16-year-old...
This, that voice I'm hearing right now?
Yeah.
I'm a big true crime guy. I watch a lot of murder shows, and that's the voice that I recognize.
He's on next, Bill Curtis.
He's calling in?
Yep.
I know that voice very well.
Stay with us. GNR, Live and Let Die. 53 degrees in Kansas City. It's Johnny Dare. Nikki Pace, T-Bone, Jake Gregg, Colin Kane in the studio. Colin Kane at the Comedy Club of Kansas City, 103rd State Line this weekend. We were just talking about how certain voices trigger like these incredible memories. And Bill Curtis is one of them. And as I went through, the Anchorman intro and the Topeka Tornado from 66. The second I hit Bill Curtis cold case in the Zodiac, he was like, oh, that's the guy.
Completely.
Yeah.
Born September 21st in Pensacola, Florida, and raised in Independence, Kansas, a graduate of both Washburn University and the University of Kansas. He got his start in television at Topeka's WIBW, building a career as a respected television journalist, producer, narrator, and news anchor. He's anchored the CBS Morning News, lent his voice to shows such as Investigative Reports and American Justice, as well as narrating the classic comedy, Anchorman. And these days, you can hear him as the host of the A&E series Cold Case Files. Please welcome Bill Curtis.
Pre-recorded, Johnny Dare. Well,
listen, Bill, if we could only reach out to you on a daily basis and have you do it, that would be fantastic, but these are hard.
Usually they don't get past the Anchorman. I was doing it there for Jake. There was a time. Time before cable. When only men read the news. And in Kansas City, that man was Johnny Dare.
Mm. Oh, it's so good.
Get him. It's fun.
So good, man. Well, it is. Isn't it insane? I heard your 1966 Topeka tornado clip, and that's pretty infamous. But this career you've had.
I was telling Jake that I would have been in Kansas City today if it hadn't been for the tornado. And, you know, we work our way up the markets, you know, in our careers. And I was able to jump over Kansas City and land in Chicago. And I spent a lot of my career here. I live here now permanently. It's kind of that Midwestern feel, so you don't have to go to the big city on the East Coast.
Right.
But you spent a lot of time.
But how did you end up at Anchorman then?
Adam McKay, the director, was in Second City here in Chicago.
Got it.
During our big days, I had a co-anchor named Walter Jacobson. And he said, you know, and like Newt Gingrich said that a forest is wherever you were when you were 13. And it's kind of like that with anchor people, you know. Your favorite anchor is whoever you were when you were 18, something like that.
Sure.
So anyway, he sent me the script, and I was scared. You know, well, let's say, do I want to throw away my career now, 20 years ago? And but I checked with a couple of friends, and they said, you know, we don't know. Nobody knows what makes a good movie. These are good people, but it's Adam's first movie. So you got to take a little of the risk. And but I started reading it, and they wanted to hear, listening in out in California. I was laughing. I'd laugh after every line. And they were so pleased because, you know, once you write a joke and then tell it, then it's over. It's done. And it's no longer funny to them. And they, oh, a third party loves this. Isn't that great? And then they wanted the old man with a big voice. Let's see how it sounds when he reads it. And they asked me, is there anything that you will not read? And I, you know, at that time, I was still playing a newsman. And I said, well, I guess I wouldn't say penis on the air. Well, they loved that. They loved that. And now, you know, give me anything and I'll read it. So I wound up.
That's just funny when you say I wouldn't say penis. It makes me laugh.
It has been more fun, guys.
Well, I mean, you know as well as I do. You make your living with your beautiful, superfluous voice. And the idea that words are bad, it's, you know, being in radio, like, it's insane to me. Sure, they're bad words, but they're not the bad words the FCC says. The bad words are words that hurt, racial words, terrible slurs, you know, angry, mean, you know, ugly words. Not F or S or C-sucker. Like, that's, to me, is just... That's just cursing. It doesn't have much meaning anymore, right? But yet,
yeah, it's
those
punctuation.
Yeah. So let me jump to this though, because this is what we're supposed to be talking about, and I do love it, and so does Colin. By the way, Colin Kane, Bill Curtis,
hey,
Colin Kane.
Hi, Bill. A lot of respect to you, sir.
Are you there this morning?
Yes. Yes, he's in the studio.
I'm here now, sir.
Okay.
So this
just make it counting heads and making sure.
Cold Case Files. We're both big fans of Real Crime series. I love this.
It's, you know, the true crime. And they are now saying on the Petito case, the Wyoming and Florida connection, that it's the popularity of these two true crime shows that is driving this. Because everybody now is the armchair quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here, you know, reading the latest and say, you know, it's the family. The family sat on that thing for 2 weeks before, you know, calling in. And, of course, the FBI has gone in, and finally they searched the house, and they have a lot of stuff they're looking at. But people figure it out. And the FBI also knows that they can double and triple their effectiveness by sending out the word to the public, we need help on this. And everybody jumps on social media and starts thinking.
Sure.
And that's what they need, which is some observation.
Bill.
Clues.
Bill, this is Colin. I have a question for you. Out of all the stories you've shared, you've read, is there one that kind of just is the scariest to you?
I covered the Manson trial.
Manson, okay.
And for 10 months, I sat next to Charlie.
Oh, wow.
Probably 10 feet. And that's pretty hard to match.
At his...
You know, you take five folks and put them in black pajamas, climb over a fence, and in the back window of Sharon Tate's house, you walk by Sharon, she's in the bedroom, and go into the living room, tie everybody up, and Susan Atkins stabs Sharon, pregnant, 27 times, and then they dip towel in blood and right on the walls. And now we all know the facts. But, boy, that it's hard to match. But somebody always comes up with something worse. You know, it's the cutting of the babies out of the stomach. I mean, yeah.
Sure.
That get me.
Do you
anyway.
Know how thrilling it is to hear? Dude, you and I are going to talk about this after we're done with the interview. But Bill, to hear you in my headphones doing the Manson play-by-play, and you sat next to him, like, I'm like, this is so good. Like, I could do this all day with you. This is, you're, listen, you're the reason Cold Case Files to me is so good, is you tell the stories so well. And you're such a great narrative voice, and in the just the tenor of it all. Like, I do, I'm telling you, I'm a huge fan.
Well, people ask, you know, why is it so popular? And you just put your finger on it. It's the stories. You know, you have a terrible crime. And then you have somebody, the cops or a detective, come along with something new. It's DNA. It's genealogy DNA that we're going to use to solve this. One of the interesting things is how they collect the DNA. And one of my favorite is the two cops sitting across the street waiting for a suspect to come out the back door on a break. He unwraps crackers, you know, the little orange crackers.
Yeah.
Takes a bite out of a cracker and throws that along with the wrapping in the trash and then goes back in. They run over and get those two things, and they've got DNA.
Yeah.
That really is the pivot point and the breakthrough, the little PCR, polymerase chain reaction that can amplify DNA and get it up to the point where they can test it. Now, and I think they may use it here on the Patino case, they will build a family tree,
right,
and then track down, you know, the likely people who know something. Tonight, we've got a good one, or Friday, tomorrow, 8 o'clock our time.
Oh,
it was 42 years that they had to wait before somebody came forward. And it was a priest who took the confession from a fellow priest. And you know, he'd been sitting on it for 42 years and finally decided to come forward. And you don't know why. But families will protect.
Sure. You know, without a doubt.
What would you do if your child, yeah, came in to you and said, God, I'm sorry, Dad, I made a mistake.
Right. No doubt about it.
Well, get out of here and, you know, I'll tell them I don't know where you went.
Listen, Bill, I could do this for the next 5 hours. I got a producer apparently screaming at Jake. So I love you, and anytime you feel like getting up a little early and spending time with this show, I'd love to talk to you about everything you've done in your career, not just Cold Case, but all of it, man, because you just are such a great storyteller, and I genuinely mean that.
Well, I feel like I'm home, Kansas City. My God, that's where I grew up.
And anytime. Honestly, please give your email to Jake. I'm going to put you on hold right now. Thank you, Bill. And Jake, please get that email. There's nothing I hate more than cutting a guy off. Did you see Jake windmilling in the other room?
I did not.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's why I kept looking over. Jake gets screamed at by producers because there's a 10-minute window. We don't have unlimited time.
Okay.
And they're going interview to interview to interview to interview.
And then on my line, the A&E guy is in there going, get it out, get him off, I'm going to hang up.
Yeah.
So poor Collins looking at me like, because it's awkward, yeah, right? Like, I'm sure in your head you're like, why would you cut this guy off? Like, why would you do that right now? It's not over because it's not over. And Jake's there like,
got to do it.
Oh my God. I hate that, Jake. Did he give you an email? Please get an email for Bill.
Okay.
Tell me that Manson thing wasn't phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, and he covered everything from Manson, Zodiac, Vietnam, Martin Luther King. Like, he was there for everything.
And so he is a genuine historian, but he's the
sit by the fire with him.
He's the unstoppable. Yes.
All of us.
That's the unstoppable.
Just listen to him.
Telling the story. Yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah. Now that's where you microdose.
Yeah.
Just high enough, you're still completely coherent. You're like,
yeah,
Bill, tell us stories. And you're like, oh, and then what happened?
Yeah.
You know.
And then he wipes your tear because you've just seen the light.
Yes. Without a doubt, man. All right, hang with us. Let me take a break. We'll come back. Colin Kane's hanging with us this morning. Stay there. I also have a chance to win a brand new flamethrower and a case of beer because we're that kind of a show.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Just call now.
Let's do this. You want a flamethrower? Tomorrow we give it away. Call number 9 now. 5767-98.9. A Vulcan flamethrower from VulcanFlamethrower.com. Two quarts. of pure hell spurting 30 feet from the tip. Hey, Rock, you're on the air.
Johnny Dare, no way, no way. Tell me I've got a chance, brother.
Brother, you now have a chance for that Vulcan flamethrower, but just for making it as number 9, I hook you up with some of those F Johnny Dare shirts and a case of cold Budweiser, courtesy of our friends at Harry's Wine, Beer, and Liquor Store.
Oh, man, flame on, brother.
I know, man. Hey, listen, tomorrow morning, just be by your phone.
I'll be there.
Come on. We were doing flamethrowers. Colin and I were showing him all the different kinds and different styles. And in fact, we have a flamethrower manufacturer here in Kansas City, Carl out at Vulcan Flamethrower. And we're trying to put together. He could definitely do it. You know that I don't go to the Chiefs games, but I've seen them. The giant flame they shoot from the field to the second tier.
Yep.
That's what I want for the land.
That's what you need.
Don't you think?
Sure.
Well, listen. Think about it for a minute. A flamethrower, you can point in any direction. This is a permanently mounted one.
Right.
It only goes up. As long as you're not the goon staring into it when it goes off, it's a pretty reliable thing, right?
One would think.
You would think.
Yeah.
Idiot resistant. You've seen the other things we do out there.
Yeah, I have, so.
Should just get on either side of the driveway. So when you come in, pull the car in.
I got to show you a picture of the gate my friend made me. This says Disgraceland. Have you seen this?
I think I might have saw it.
I want to shoot fire off the top of those really bad. Because you can get some smaller flame poofers, like with PZO ones. I've got some in my house. So theoretically, we could hook up with propane tanks. And the second you broke a little beam, it would trick them to go.
As every time you come home, just boom, boom, boom.
Absolutely.
Johnny's home.
I'm a child. My childhood was lower side of okay. Not because my parents burned me with cigarettes, but just it wasn't what I was looking for.
Yeah.
So then you grow up and. You know, if you don't have kids or a wife and you have a little disposable income, you're like, I'm going to lean into this whole childish thing instead of staying away from it. I'm like, of course I need more than one motorcycle. Of course I shoot fireworks in January. Of course I need a gun or something. I'm like, why wouldn't you do this? Why wouldn't you have 3 or 4 or 5 flamethrowers?
And you're happy.
I have a flamethrower in the box.
Not even open yet?
Because I was worried that maybe one day they'd make them illegal. And so, I thought to myself, I'll always have this one. This is my backup flamethrower.
He's got a point.
It's not like you can wear a flamethrower out, by the way.
No.
There's no real moving parts except the trigger. It's just, you know, so even I know it's absurd. I keep a container of fireworks at all times because I feel, though, as though.
You ever light them with the flamethrower from a distance?
Yes. Sometimes we'll get drunk and play a game called Let's Load the Bonfire with Fireworks and not tell anybody.
There it is.
And then you have them light it up?
Yeah. And then it'll always burn for 5 or 10 minutes. And then it just. And they just, you're crying, laughing because everybody's running for cover in every direction. Like, it's childish, man. We build the stuff out there, like, for no rhyme or reason. A normal adult my age, I don't feel like. A friend of mine's rebuilding a bridge for a municipality, a walking bridge. And he goes, hey, they said I could have this. You might have told me I won the lottery. I go, yeah, I really want it. It's going to be great. It's 30 feet long. I'm literally looking for a place to put a 30-foot bridge from just out on the land. Because I go, we'll just dig a bigger creek. I go, that's because it's
got. How big is it?
It's a 30-foot and probably 12 feet wide steel truss bridge. If you had to pay for something like this, it would be insane.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people wouldn't be excited about taking it onto their property.
No, that's I like that.
I'm like, of course I want this more than anything. Why did I go buy a 4 or 5? I think it was a 2,000-pound safe from 1950-something. I don't know.
Here in Kansas City?
Yeah, I went and picked it up with I had to bring my own skid steer to pick it up and put it on the trailer. It was so heavy.
Wow.
I don't know why, because it was like $300. I was like, well, God, why wouldn't you have that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those things are cool, those safes.
I need, because you're an observer of human nature, and you're a very smart guy. If you just want to show, Colin Kane is with us. He is at the Comedy Club of KC this weekend. He's a friend. And but if you saw my house, you'd be like, wow, what did they do to you in high school? It's childish.
I dated a girl back in the day. Her father was in antiques, and we went to her house in Maryland, and each room we walked into, there was a minimum of like $300,000 of antiques every single room. And then he brought me to his special room upstairs locked.
Wow.
And stuff you're not allowed to, no longer allowed to buy. And
oh, sure.
Just
like
stuff.
Ivory stuff.
Everything. Yeah. But
I don't have stuff that way.
No, but I wasn't saying that. But I know it's a story behind all of it. It's amazing stuff what you got.
The most interesting, truly historical thing I own would probably be the hand crank Victorian era vibrator. What? So during the Victorian
it was like one of the first ones ever.
Yeah, it literally looks like a. It still works. You can still cycle it. It looks like a
egg beater.
Egg, yeah. Wow. And it would have a rubber nub on the end, and you just go and it goes, and it came with the box. Dr. Makara's Pulsicon. With the original, it's called a blood circulator, but it was for that era when they would masturbate you with it because they were all getting carpal tunnel syndrome because rich ladies would come in with melancholy and hysteria. Have you ever seen the movie Hysteria?
No.
So it's actually a real genuine movie about this time period, a comedy. And these ladies would put a curtain over their legs and the doctor would be like, it was a medical precision, but they would just go in there and be like, and of course the woman would go home super happy, right? No longer sad.
Huh.
And but they couldn't do it with their fingers all the time.
So this is what they made.
So they started to make vibrators. And that's how vibrators literally were originally medical devices.
Wow.
And I found this thing in England and bought it. And it's at my house. And I'm by myself in Prague going to the sex museum one time. And here's what is the creepiest move unintentionally. I see it in the case. I get so excited I have one at home.
Hmm.
I turn to the stranger, two girls to the right, and I go, I have one of these at my house.
You have to say something.
And then they were like,
okay.
I don't even know if they understood the words, but they definitely.
But you have to tell someone.
Oh, I was like, and I'm a creep. Goodbye.
No, your eyes said it in whatever language you need to be in. Walk fast.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a strange, strange life. But it's a happy life, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a cool life.
Yeah, but with, much like yours, like you're come out, you're on the road doing comedy.
Yeah,
the comedy you want to do, you know. Living.
I say what I want to say. Yeah, I do. Yeah,
but
yeah.
The thing I love about comedy, making people laugh is the greatest feeling in the world, right?
Yes, but with that comes other things. But like anything else, yeah, it's amazing to make someone laugh. You make a woman laugh, you can make her do anything, right?
I think so. Yeah. Honestly,
you think
I
so?
Do.
Is that Marilyn Monroe said that?
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah. You think that's true?
No. But yes, no, actually, the sexiest quality is for someone to have a sense of humor, hands down. You have to have, I mean,
yes.
It might take them a minute to show it, but I think that absolutely is.
Well, that's it. The late Norm Schrutt used to, this is how he would sum everybody up. You were either this side or that side. He'd go, we don't laugh at the same jokes.
Mm.
And that's how Norm, my agent who passed last year, he everybody was on one side or the other. We laugh at the same jokes. We don't laugh at the same jokes. And
it says a lot right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're that. And I recognize this.
Yeah.
The joy of offending someone while they're laughing, it's like a heroin cocaine speedball.
To make someone really laugh, like out loud, someone who's hard to make laugh. I mean, think about it. You hear people all the time, every time, coming in here for years.
Yeah.
But to really laugh, it takes a certain amount to get you going.
Well, because it's like drugs.
Yeah.
When you're younger, you'll laugh at just the most basic, clever thing. And then as you go through life, it takes a lot more to get you off.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. I mean, like when you really, it hits it hard, you're like, and there's a real joy in that, man. Mm. Like a real, but you know, because you followed up with another thing where people are, they start to be ashamed of their own laughter.
Mm.
Like watching a guy fall down in the snow while you're super high. You're like, don't laugh at that. But yet you can't stop laughing at that.
Too good.
Yeah.
It's too good. Yeah.
It's I'm telling you, go to this show. Don't miss this show. It is happening tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, Kansas City, the Comedy Club of Kansas City, 103rd and State Line. And it's going to be fun. And by the way, if you don't know Colin Kane, look him up. Ladies, look him up. Maybe you have a ladies' night out and there's 8 or 10 of you going out looking for somewhere to get a little faded and listen to some comedy. This is a very single show. He is now young, handsome, and very disease-free.
Mm.
And he's a filthy human being with an amazing sense of humor. And, but every girl who's like, sense of humor is the best thing. He's a goddamn comedian, ladies.
Mm.
And incredibly fit. I mean, this is going to be, what do they call this after COVID? What were they saying that it was going to be? The summer was going to be the summer, you know, like where everybody was just going bat-ass crazy sexually. Uh-huh. Like,
summer of love.
Just intermittent, dirty, filth, genital smashing.
Mm.
This is your weekend. This is Comedy Club of KC's weekend. Colin Kane is back and ready to make friends with some people.
And I'm glad I'm your friend, Johnny.
Oh, very much so, man.
And
I appreciate
those words, buddy. And I'm glad you're healthy. I'm glad the staff is good. And I hope to, I'll bring some women back to Disgraceland tonight.
Yeah, come on. Listen, I have a paddle boat. I have a dock.
Oh, that could
paddle
be
boat, that sounds, that's too serious. I mean, I'm not looking for that type of relationship.
Oh, man.
Just a side-by-side.
Side note, super filthy story. Unintentional. Yeah. I have another friend who brought some broad over it.
Yes.
Right? He knew where the key was to go skinny dipping during the summer, right?
Okay.
Because it's a super, it's a nice pond. I had, there's a thing you put in the water to keep it clean and to eat the muck off the bottom. It's anaerobic bacteria. I had dumped 4 gallons of raw bacteria into this pond to eat the muck off, and it makes the pond very clear.
What happened to him?
The next day, she ends up with this terrible infection because he bangs her in the pond.
Oh, my God.
And I go, and I tell him, he goes, don't you ever, ever tell anyone what has happened here. Like, I don't know how bad it must have been, but just imagine. It was a gallon, 4 gallons, a gallon at a time of industrial anaerobic. All that was in the jug was bacteria. Not a little invisible bacteria. 4 gallons of it, and she was just frog kicking her way through the world. And then he's just pushing it on in, like, yeah.
Top layer of semen, Jesus.
Just imagine the funk.
Yep.
The funk that that poor lady went through.
Hazmat crew to face that vagina.
Right.
So, welcome everyone to Disgraceland. Yeah.
I'm coming.
All right. All right, man. The great Colin Kane, everyone.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.